This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
The St Kilda Film Festival returns to the Majestic Palais Theatre on Thursday, June the 1st for its biggest opening night in years. And to find out more, we're joined by Richard Sawada, City of Port Phillip's Film and Industry Lead. Richard, welcome to Joy Drive.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Warren. It's great to be in here.
Tell us a little bit about the St Kilda Film Festival, the opening night, the biggest in years. What's it about?
Well, it is the biggest in years. In fact, this is the first full event of that we've had in 4 years, of course, because of you know what.
Mm-hmm. I like that. You know what.
Yes. Well, it is a bit like that, but don't mention the war is the thing. So we're at the Palais, the traditional opening night home of the festival. For those of you who haven't been to the Palais, it's one of the beautiful venues in the country, actually, of the theatre, the old theatre style, you know, dress circle and stalls, very theatrical. Classic old building, recently done up, recently restored as well, internally and externally as well. So it looks amazing.
Ooh, I haven't seen it since it's been done up.
Yeah. No, it's really great. And just walking in there is, you know, when we're doing site visits and all that sort of thing, me being like someone who loves cinemas and old cinemas and that sort of thing. It's just my life.
Oh, you'd
really
love it.
Oh, mate, when I'm cycling around on a bike, if I see a facade of an old theatre, it's like I have to go in there and have a look. And I've been caught in many of them taking secret photographs and all that sort of thing. I just can't help myself.
I've got to ask you a question, and we are talking about the St Kilda Film Festival.
Yeah.
But I remember as a kid, my parents drive me, and I'm sure it was somewhere over the north of Melbourne, and there was a theatre and it had HSV 7 on it. Do you know what that one would have been?
No.
There you go. You can take that away. And
I will. I'm writing it down now with my HB pencil, HSV7.
And it was some sort of TV theatre or something.
Oh.
The other thing that I'll mention to you is there's a shop in Richmond and it's all plumbing supplies and things, but you go in there and it's an old Burnley theatre. And it is. You go in there, and it's turned into this shop. But you look at it, and you think you can just imagine. You can see the ceiling.
Yeah.
You can just imagine how beautiful it was a theatre in its time.
Yeah. Well, there's one in Richmond which I cycled past, and I thought this is great. And it was a carpet warehouse, and I went in. This is where I was taking.
I think that's the one.
Photographs.
That's the one.
And the guy came out. The salesman came out and said, "Oi, what do you think you're doing?" And I said, "Look, I'm sorry, I'm a theatre nut. I couldn't help myself." And he said, "Look, let me show you around." So he took me around.
So you got the tour.
Yeah. And you go out the back in the storeroom. Mm. And it used to be a skating rink. They turned it into a skating rink after a cinema. And there was this huge thing on the wall up near where the proscenium arch was. And I said, "Oh, what's that? Is that like a speaker or something like that?" It was all this beautiful plaster filigree. Mm. And he said, no, that's the fan that used to extract all the cigarette smoke.
Oh, wow.
When everyone was in there fagging on, you know, having a ciggy. So, you know.
I'll have to go down there tomorrow pretending I'm interested in a carpet and have a look.
Exactly right. But anyway, look, we're at the Palais for the opening
St.
night.
St Kilda Film Festival, yes.
Yes. And it's the opening night's the hardest night of the program to curate because there are so many different sensibilities. You know, I don't like horror, I don't like animation, I don't like this, I don't like that. But you know what? Stuff them. I'm going to program what I think.
So it's
totally
all done,
work.
All ready to go.
Yes. So it's a really great tasting plate for the festival. There's a little bit of challenge in there and a little bit of, you know, comedy and horror and all kinds of things. So it's a really great night out. It's followed by a party open to everyone. Come on down. We'd love to see you there.
So opening nights, I love the term tasting plate. So you go along to opening night, you get a bit of a taste of everything that's within the St Kilda Film Festival.
Yeah, you
and
sure
a party
do.
At the end of it.
And yes,
in a beautiful theatre.
Exactly right. So that's the opening night. That's on June the 1st.
Okay.
And then that's followed by another 10 days of film programs across St Kilda, primarily at the Astor Theatre in St Kilda, another beautiful building, recently voted within the top 10 best old theatres in the world.
Oh, wow.
So we've got a lot of films there. The program's got about 100, just over 100 new Australian short films. They're all short films. So there's a ton of programs there. And then we're busting out a little bit through South Melbourne, showing some films in various bars and clubs and found environments.
Are they all short films? Are they? Is that what?
They're all short films.
Ah, so the St Kilda Film Festival is all about short films.
Exactly right.
I love short films because you know why?
Why?
You can watch them. You can go to the toilet afterwards. You don't have to sit there and shake.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And look, I do try and keep the programs quite compressed. So I don't think there's a program in the entire event that runs more than 80 minutes. They're all real tight, really punchy. Audiences really love them. One of the great things about the short film festival is that for many of the filmmakers, it's the first time their film has been screened ever.
Right.
It's in front of family that may never have seen it, cast, crew, friends of friends, and the whole lot, and all the audiences like that. So it's a really alive audience, really switched on. They want everyone to succeed. It's such a buoyant environment and a profound moment for the filmmakers too.
What I was going to ask you was the opening night, can we still get tickets?
Oh, yeah, you can still get tickets. It's a mighty big venue. For people who haven't been to the Palais, it's like 2,800 seats. So there are tickets, but there's a week to go, and they most definitely are going quick.
Okay, where do we go if we need tickets?
Oh, you go to the St Kilda Film Festival website, which is stkildafilmfestival.com.au, and everything is there, everything.
Now, Richard, we're going to go back to these old theatres.
Oh, yeah.
We're not forgetting about the St Kilda Film Festival, really important. But John from Hide and Seek has messaged in, says, Warren, you're thinking of the HSV7 Tele Theatre, formerly the Regent Cinema on Johnson Street in Fitzroy.
That's the one. It's all coming back to me now.
There you go. Thank you so much, Richard, for coming in. The St Kilda Film Festival is on from June the 1st, opening night. I don't want to miss it. The website is stkildafilmfestival.com.au. Richard, great to chat with you. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Thanks for the time, and thank you, listeners.
Thank you. That's Richard Sawada, City of Port Phillip's Film and Industry Lead.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.